Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 8. Fully accomplish your ministry. Friday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion. Ephesians 4:7-16. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore the scripture says, having ascended to the height, he led captive those taken captive, and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What is it except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended, he is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. The New Testament ministry is uniquely one and corporate, but because this ministry is the service of the body of Christ, and because the body has many members, every member has its own ministry. Thus, according to the members, there are many ministries. However, according to the body as a whole, there is just one ministry. Your ministry should not be separate from the corporate ministry. The body has a corporate ministry, and all the members of the body have their individual ministries. As we have seen, all the ministries of the members added together equal the corporate ministry. When I say that we all should minister the same thing, I mean that we should speak the same thing according to the way of the New Testament. The four Gospels speak the same thing, but they speak the same thing from different angles. Matthew wrote from the angle of the kingship, Mark from the angle of service, Luke from the angle of redemption through the proper humanity, and John from the angle of Christ's deity. In the Gospels, we have four biographies of one person. One person is viewed from different angles. I hope that many will be raised up to speak the same thing from different angles. This one thing is the recovery of Christ as life, and everything to us for the building up of the local churches. I hope that in the coming years, many of the young people will speak of Christ for the building up of the body. I have no intention of being the only one to minister. On the contrary, I expect the Lord to raise up many more to carry on the unique ministry. We all have a part in this ministry, which is one ministry with different functions, different angles, and different aspects. You have your part, and I have mine. When we all have the functions and aspects, we have the ministry of the body. Some who have left the recovery accuse us of not accepting their ministry, but their ministry is a ministry of undermining and damaging the Lord's recovery. How can we possibly accept the ministries of those whose intention has been to undermine the Lord's recovery and to overthrow the basic matters of life, including the cross? I say this not out of any personal feeling, but out of a concern for the truth. I have no personal enmity whatsoever toward these ones. However, I cannot accept their ministry, which tears down rather than builds up. Our practice is according to the truth in the New Testament. We are glad to see different brothers share various aspects or angles concerning Christ's life for the building up of the church and his riches. By the Lord's mercy, I am doing what I should do. Now I expect that others will minister the same thing from different angles. Many brothers need to stand up to minister concerning Christ for the building up of the body. How wonderful it would be if many did this. We need to be clear that we are not following a man or imitating anyone. However, we are ministering the same thing from different angles and in different aspects. By doing this, the riches are manifest, yet we have a glorious oneness. This is the one ministry, which encompasses many ministries. We all are ministering Christ as life and as everything for the building up of the local churches. This is the Lord's recovery. This is our commission. This is our burden. And this is our ministry. How blessed we are to have a part in this ministry.